could you just start off by telling us maybe what your best game was in college? If I were to look at some film of you, what game should I go to?
The best one? I got a couple.
Tell me whatever you want.
South Carolina, this past year, 2011. I got Arkansas, 2011 and 2010.
Okay.
I got Georgia, 2010, 2009. I got... I don't want to name every game, but I got a lot of good games.
Well, you mentioned the South Carolina game this past year. Why did you pick that one?
It was just a game you'll get to see me match up against a highly recruited and highly talented receiver in Alshon.
Alshon Jeffrey?
Yes.
Did you do well against him?
I did. I made a couple plays. I had a couple picks and a couple pass breakups.
Would you say he's the best player you ever played against, or who would that be?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. But not, he's a good player all around. But the best player I probably went against, I'd probably go with Shea Hodge from Ole Miss and AJ Green.
Okay. Who is a player you look up to in the NFL? Somebody you might want to play like?
Of course, everybody looks up to Charlie Woodson. Great guy. Great player. Been in the league for a long time. But I also look at Darrell Reeves, Asante Samuel, a ball hog. Great. Probably the best instincts in the game. So, and it kind of reminds me of myself.
Well, that's kind of nice that you look up to Charles Woodson. We're from the Wisconsin area, so with him playing for the Packers, what would it be like if you could actually play with a Charles Woodson, be his teammate?
Well, that'd be a great opportunity, you know, get to learn from a veteran guy, you know, someone that can play, still play to the day. You never know when he's going to end, so, you know, just to learn from a veteran guy like that, you know, it's a great opportunity and a great coaching staff, you know, the Packers as a great organization as a whole.
You know, your coach, James Franklin, was once an assistant with the Packers. What have you learned from James Franklin? How has he prepared you for the NFL?
We really don't talk about NFL that much. I haven't really talked to him since the bowl game. But I just learned how to carry myself as an NFL guy now. That I learned that at the Senior Bowl from the Redskins, you know, just being around coaching staff is like an NFL coaching staff.
And what was it like to face Jordan Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers' brother, in practice every day?
That'd be kind of interesting. His brother is a good player as well, so they kind of got some of the same styles. But Aaron just throw the ball a little better right now.
So what is your best quality, the best part of your game?
My instincts. I'll probably say my instincts. That's what I say to my myself, Asante Samuels. He has some of the best instincts. I think I have some of the best instincts in this draft. And watching film, you can see that I'm always around the ball somehow, some way.
How about on the flip side of the coin? What's something you need to work on at the next level?
I'll probably go with fundamental techniques. Just take out little flaws out, you know, so I won't have any extra steps coming out of my breaks, things like that.
Did you ever happen to interview with the Packers at the Senior Bowl or anything?
Yes, yeah, so I think I did. I filled out some papers or whatnot, interviewed.
Okay.
Like interview.
There was a pretty talented secondary at Vanderbilt with Sean Richardson at safety. Do you think you guys were pretty good?
Definitely. I thought we were overlooked, but we were pretty good as well. One part of the time, we were leading the nation in interceptions, and they just stopped throwing the ball towards us. But yeah, I think we were pretty good this year. We'll be good again next year in the secondary.
How about Sean? How's he going to do in the NFL?
I think he's going to do great. Somebody's going to fall in love with his work ethic because he's a hard worker. And the sky's the limit for Sean. Great, great guy, great athlete.
Well, Casey, that'll just about do it. So, again, thank you very much for doing this.